a separation anxiety. Yeah, this is what this audioboo is about. Parents know it. You know, when you take your child to the creche for the first time and you leave your child at the creche, or even when you leave your very, very young infant for the first time, or many of the first times you leave the child behind in the house and you go out for a walk yourself for the very first time. Now, I feel a little bit like that. Now, this is me dramatizing, I have to admit. But I'm about to suffer separation anxiety, and I'm with a creature that is about to have and is already, I think, experiencing or anticipating separation anxiety, because my dog is in the back seat of the car. And you probably guessed now that what's actually going on at this end is that I'm taking the dog to the kennels. I'm taking the dog to a kennel that he hasn't been to before. Sorry, I got a little bit of a technical hitch there. I interrupted and paused, so I hope that isn't too bad at your end. But yes, I'm taking Rocky, our home pet, our dog, our cotton de tulle, our little white fluffy thing, the one I go walking at night with every night nearly. I'm taking him to a kennels for just one night. And this is a kind of a tester night to see how it goes in this new kennels before we go on holidays. So just taking it step at a time. The poor dog is in the back seat of the car. Of course, I have no idea what emotions the dog is feeling, but I'm projecting anxiety onto the dog. So the dog is experiencing separation anxiety, and he doesn't know what A1 K9 kennel is going to be like. And to be truthful, neither do I. It just sounded like, and when I visited it, it looked like terribly impressive. It looked like as if the person, the owner, knew what she was doing and knew what had done it successfully for a number of years. And it looked to me as if about as good a kennel as you could find. And in fact, there was a lot of demand. So there was a kind of feeling of, oh, we were damn lucky to get him in to this this particular kennel. Now, he has gone to kennels before, don't get me wrong. He's been to one other kennel before in his life. And that was okay. He survived. I'm kind of hoping that this will be better than okay this time. Because, you know, in a way, I would like to take him with us on holidays to France. Except I wouldn't, really. You know, it's no point in pretending. I don't want to take him on holidays to France to a busy campsite and have all the complexities of what you do with a dog on a French campsite. No. But, you know, if I had really... It's too long to give another person the dog for, you know, 2 weeks to look after. You know, somebody, very kind person, might well be prepared to have him for a couple of days. A weekend, say. That's happened before. And that's great when he goes back to a place that he's been before and is familiar with it and the people love him and he fits in with their family. But you can't easily, at least I haven't found a way of easily, you know, knowing somebody who will take him for 2 weeks. Had one offer, but for various reasons kindly declined it, and you know, it just felt like too much. It felt like too much to give him. So I'm passing Sarsfield Hurling Club in Glenmire on the right hand side. I'm now relieving my anxiety by talking about something else. Sarsfield Rugby. They're the local hurling club. I'm heading in the direction of Knockraha. Lovely name, isn't it? K-N-O-C-K-R-A-H-A. Knockraha. If I knew my Irish, I'd be able to say it for you in Irish, and the name would be infinitely more interesting because there would be a story behind the name. And some good friends of mine, like, for example, Owen O'Leary here in Glenmire. Owen OL on Twitter would know all about the Irish, the proper Irish way to say Knock Raha. In fact, it's Canuck. I'm reading now off a signpost, Raha. Well, Canuck is the Irish for a hill, I know that. And Raha, or Raha, Raha, I think it should be, is a fort, I think. So if my guess, and those of you listening to this who know your Gaelic, please, you know, don't laugh too much. But I think it might be the hill of many forts. Anyway, it's out in the country. That's the point. So my little doggy is going out in the country to a place where I hope he'll be happy. And I have just gone past the turn to Knock Raha, because the turn to Knock Raha is at O'Connell Warehousing Ireland Limited, logistics providers. Interesting business, actually, close to Glanmire. Glanmire has a lot of small businesses. I think they're quite a big company, actually. Anyway, it doesn't matter, they're local, and I'm distracting myself from the anxiety of the fact that I actually have to let him go for 24 hours, right? The idea, the lady who runs this this kennels, suggested, well, I think it was more than a suggestion, it was a condition that she laid down, which is that your dog has to come here, and if your dog passes the test of not being disruptive to all the other dogs, and that is really it. She really did tell me that, you know, it wasn't simply we take any old dog. The dog has to be sociable, and, you know, for example, it mustn't be a dog that barks all night. That would not be very sociable. That would keep the people running the kennels awake, but it would also maybe keep the other dogs awake. So, of course, the dog, Rocky, doesn't bark at night at home, but we'll see what happens today. So, in the hope that he'll pass the test, the A1K9, clever name, eh? A1K9, whoa, whoever thought up that name knew what they were doing. You know, it would get right at the, it's number one item on my phone, if you like. But anyway, A1K9, here we come. You know, have you done it? Do you understand? I mean, am I making a complete asshole of myself in going on like this? I mean, I'm a man, right? I'm not meant to experience separation anxiety from least of all from a dog, you know? And I had less anxiety when Omani Dot went off this week to spend a week with her grandmother. In fact, I had zero separation anxiety. Zero. I was thrilled to wish her out the door and totally confident she'd have a great time, totally confident that she'd be confident having a great time. You know, we got past all that. She's 6 years old, mind you. This dog is only 2 years old, but 2 years is the equivalent of, what, 14 for a dog? So I've got a teenager in the back who, as soon as I started gathering up his lead and his mat that he sleeps on every night, you know, did a runner. Basically went up the house, and I had to get a couple of bits of cheese out of the small little bits, mind you. In case you're worried, I know that cheese is bad for dogs, but a tiny little bit wouldn't hurt a flea, says he. But anyway, to get him back, I had to coax him back to come back to go on the lead and come. So I reckon that there's stuff going on in the back of this car at the moment, which isn't just a projection of my own separation anxiety from my dog, but is actually, you know, real. So I'm behind a bus errand coach, which says on the back of it, buy online at, and they're all familiar, the three W's, busarin.ie. B-U-S, that's the bus, all one word, E-I-R-E-A-N-N, and that's the word for Ireland, so it's Bus Ireland. So www.busireland.ie is in front of me. Some of these buses these days in Ireland have got Wi-Fi on them. Yeah, and I actually, someday I'm going to go from Cork, the south coast of Ireland, all the way to Dublin, which psychologically I treat these days as a suburb of Cork, and vice versa. But I reckon you can get a coach from Cork to Dublin in about 2¾ hours now, probably. Nakraha says no to dump. Big sign on the side of the road underneath the signpost to Nakraha. Interesting. Presumably there's somebody planning to put a landfill site out here or something like that. Or else they're trying to stop people doing what they call over here fly tipping. It means you kind of have a load of waste. You decide, well, I don't want to pay for it to be taken by somebody else, so I'll just dump it into somebody's garden or somebody's field or something like that. And Nakraha, as I drive into it, has a nice little floral display. It has a nice little motif, some bricklayer has done a nice little thing, and I'm now in Nakraha. But, you know, this is like one of the places that Becky McRae in Oklahoma, who I was speaking to during the week on both Audioboo and, not actually on Audioboo, but on Google Plus Hangouts, might talk about. This is a really, really small place now. So this is a kind of place that the book Small Town Winds might be written for, if you like. This isn't a small town. This isn't even a hamlet. This is a string of places in a townland, you would call it, I think. It's more the hinterland of another place. Anyway, this is back to the central theme of this, which is about anxiety. 50 kilometers per hour zone I'm now in. Another little wooden place with flowers in them. More flowers here. It's as if this tiny place once wanted to enter the tiny towns competition here in Ireland, which is a very important, prestigious local event. I'm now looking for a church and a pub. The place has a community centre, by the way. It has a community centre. Yes, Nakraha has a community centre. Nakraha has more than that. It has an old schoolhouse childcare facility on the corner there. And I see the pub. That's it. O'Donoghue's Bar. You know the book McCarthy's Bar? It looks a little like McCarthy's Bar. It's that kind of, it's yellow painted. It's 100 years trading, it says. And I turn right and I head down this road. Rocky, are you all right in the back?
Are you?
Okay. I'm not going to leave the audiobook running while I get into the kennels. I don't think it's fair to a business owner to arrive live on air in case, you know, anything dramatic happens, like the dog gets away, runs away, and, you know, she shouts an expletive in German, because she's actually German, although she's lived here in Ireland for a long time. But I don't want any German expletives on the audiobook, because there are some people who listen to Audioboo over there in Switzerland, in one of the cantons, who speak every language under the sun. And that's that wonderful man whose name I temporarily forget now, but Cassie or, oh dear, it's terrible. Anyway, look, I wish he'd do another Audioboo recently or now, because he has one of these great voices, and those are regular users in the Audioboo. In this part of the audiobook community will know who I'm talking about. So look here, you know what it's like when you're left on a stage and you have to fill in waiting for the... there's a shop, a house called Wild Wood. I love the use of the word wild, and I love the word wood. I think there's something good about the W words. Wild wood. Wild, wonderful wood. You know, that's what the WWW World Wide Web would have been properly called if only people had realized that it wasn't a web they were creating, it was a wood. You know, so it could have been wild, wonderful wood. Anyway, look, that's how I cope with anxiety, letting my mind out to play. Down here, under trees, covering the road, it's really, really a shadow land here. Shadowed land. Any minute now, I'm going to stumble across the entrance to this business, because I've been here before. On the side of the road, I see nettles, I see hollyhocks, I see, you know, weeds that I wouldn't know what they are, and a woman pushing a baby in a... She's got bright, bright blue, crimson leggings on. Nothing else on her legs other than leggings, but that was a bit of colour in the countryside. But yes, this is all fern land here. Lots and lots of ferns all covered. I get to a split in the road here and I can't remember, should I go left or right? I'll chance the left-hand fork. I probably should be on Google Maps. Okay, guys, I'm not going to lead you astray anymore. I just see a white cat in front of me on the road. So that's no doubt that's a very good sign. Have I come the right way? They say, you know, when you're doing, you know, journeys and, well, writing anything, that it's, you know, the serial method of leave your listeners or leave your readers hanging in suspense. What happened next means they'll come back for a second bite of the cherry. So I'm going to say, look, we've passed the white cat, but it's far from clear whether I'm on the right road. So A1 K9 kennel, you may... Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. Well, that's completely banjaxed the chance of keeping you all in suspense, because I have certainly come to a place I recognize. By the way, there are lupins all over the shop here. And whatever you call those lovely purple bells that hang on the top of tall bits of things that grow out of the ground. See? Oh, my goodness, Peter Donegan Gardens. Donegan Gardens on Twitter. The great, great gardening guy in Dublin who's even got a radio program on a local radio station. Well, a commercial radio station in Dublin. You know, managed to successfully achieve that. There are hydrangeas in blue and pink, by the way, on the same stalks. That means, I suppose, that the land... Here we are. We've arrived, haven't we? This looks fiercely like the place. In front of me is a www.a.a1-k9.com. Bye-bye. It's a man. Oh, it's a woman. Bye-bye.